Hi, is Scott there?
I believe he's here. Who's calling?
This is Jo over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hang on 1 second.
Alright, thanks. Hey Scott, this is Jo over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you from?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, what's it pertaining to?
I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer I mailed out to you a few days ago. It was based on some financing with Mac Funding a little while back. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look at it. You emailed it, right?
No, I actually mailed it to the 1750 Costner Drive address.
Yeah.
I can email it again if you want.
Yeah, email, because usually we get so much junk mail, sometimes it just gets tossed out.
For sure. What's your email?
It's stmtool at verizon.net. So it's stmtool@verizon.net.
Okay, perfect. I can send a copy over to you. Do you have anything coming up right now for equipment or capital?
No, actually, we got a large down payment on a big job we're doing, so right now we're flush with cash, but, let me look at your, information there. Probably not going to do anything right now.
Okay, well, that sounds nice.
The only thing we would do would be try to consolidate a couple of our machines or something.
Okay. You got a big job coming up? That's good.
Yeah, we did get a big job. Big die to build, so.
Nice, and they paid you ahead of time?
Well, it's because it's when you build, when we do large dies, it's 30% down, 30% halfway through, and 30 at 90, and then the completion 10%, so.
Oh, okay.
It's like a 5 months, 6 months worth of work. You know, it's actually going to keep us captivated till September. So.
Nice.
So, I mean, email it to me. I'll hold on to it. I'm not going to probably do anything soon.
Okay. So that's
usually when I'm looking, it's because I'm getting low on capital and need to do something, but.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're doing well, so.
That's good.
Not to say 6 months from now we're not, so. that info, I'll look it over.
Right, and then are all of your projects that you bring on? Is it the same thing, 30, 30, 30, and then 10?
Most of our big jobs, some of the small ones, you know, onesie twosies, because we're also a job shop now, but it's a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there.
Oh, okay. Okay, so big projects is when you have that plan of the 30-30-30-10, and then if it's small, piece orders or something.
Yeah, it used to be where we're waiting, for some of the jobs that weren't that we did. We're now putting that in as for a quote. Otherwise, you're waiting 6 months to get paid, and you need that capital to keep
right.
You get the big fat check in, and you pay for your bills. So we're trying to. Try to spread it out now without us suffering, but
that's good.
I'm still waiting for it, because even then you're waiting 45-60 days for the big check to come in.
Right, exactly. Besides this project, do you have anything else coming up?
Coming up? Just small stuff. Really, when we're captivated like that, we don't really want to bring on too much work. because we'll disappoint everybody, because we, you know, a nine-man shop isn't going to get it all done.
Right. And you don't want to, you know, mess up your relationship with your customers, too, you know, by over-promising.
Yeah, and you're late, and they get pissed off. And,
right.
And, you know, next time you quote, it's like, oh, you're going to get it done in that time period, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We try. I mean, we work 6 days a week, so.
Oh, wow.
Anymore.
Hard worker.
Yeah, well, the whole shop, we all put in 11-hour days, so.
Oh, 11 hours, 6 days a week?
Well, not Saturday. The 6 days, only 6 hours, 6 to 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Get a little time to rest then.
Yeah. They get used to the overtime. So
mm-hmm.
Overtime and their checkups.
That's true. It goes either way.
Yeah.
So during those times where, you know, you mentioned where, you know, your cash flow gets depleted a little bit because you're waiting to get, you know, slow paid and you got to pay up front. Do you, who do you normally lean on for that? Is it the MAC funding? Or you kind of use your line of credit, things like that?
We're trying to get a line of credit now. Again, we termed it out on the last one.
Oh, okay.
I had a partner and I had to buy him out.
Oh, okay.
Line of credit was they'd let me term it out.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So I haven't pursued a line of credit from elsewhere. We've been pretty busy and something I need to do, but I haven't done it yet. So.
Yeah, and plus it takes them forever. So.
Yeah. And we don't really have an office person. I mean, she comes in once or twice a week, Saturdays. So.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same. Fred and I are the same ones that answer the phones that do all the office work, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, exactly. Small shop.
Yeah.
Do that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the overhead down.
Yeah. Well, just to give you a very brief idea before you let me go, and I'll send you the info too, is we can free about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as cash. And during those times where you need it for your piece orders and you get slow paid, that's when you can use our approval for to get those money, that the capital, so you can do that.
How long of a turnaround is it? Say, I need, you know, it's Tuesday and I see that next week I'm going to be, you know, tight on payroll. Is it a 3-day turnaround normally, 4-day turnaround, or
how
soon does the funding come in?
So once you get all the documents into me and, you know, there's no missing pages or anything like that, we can get you approval in 24 hours and funding in another 24 to 48. So either 2 days, 3 days, something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So pretty quick turnaround. So if, you know, if something comes up in 2-3 days, you can apply to us, send me all the documents, and then get you an answer and the funding in your account. So pretty quick.
All right, yeah, send me that information. I'll look it over and save it for when we, you know, when I have some free time to, you know, to investigate, get you some info or whatever. So.
Yeah, of course. Right. So I'll send it over. Is there anything, something coming up? Maybe I'll touch base with you then?
We're under the gun to get this job done. And
right.
With them, no money's up this. Money's not an object with them, so they just want the product. So if we're running tight, I'm sure they would extend us and say, hey, we're running tight, got to order this and this for your job, and they'll send the packs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good customer right now, so.
Yeah.
Right,
yep. Yeah, no problem. I'll touch base once in a while.